Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We would love to hear from you. So if you want to do that, you can just give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, if you don't want to share your melodious voice with us, you can always jump into the chat room at www.smoothdrama.com. You can jump into the chat room at www.smoothdrama.com. Myself and Brown Sugar are in there. And you can be in there too. And you can be as anonymous as you want to be. You can just be all that you can be. But you'll be in the Smooth Drama Army. It's a little different.
Okay, I was going to say, in the Army Reserves?
But the Smooth Drama Reserves. So it's
okay.
You can protect the business interests of Smooth Drama. It's a little different. I mean, that's kind of what they do, right? But we don't talk about that. We're protecting freedoms of McDonald's and Subway. But I digress. Anyway, if you want to social media with us, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself and he of the shiny body parts all over, Mr. J, can add you to the to the Smooth Drama group. Once again, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. And either I or the shiny one will let you in. And basically, anywhere there is Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, and we can talk a taste. You know, pretty much anything you want to talk about. Speaking of talking about things, how you doing, Brown Sugar?
I'm doing all right.
All right, well.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. You know, it's the more scrumptious-er apocalypse. So, it's always something, right? We getting into that time of year. This is the week when the madness truly starts, right? This is it. Friday. Somebody's gonna get, well, not somebody. A few people are gonna get robbed. Some packages are gonna get stolen. So as we've talked about, UPS, Amazon, post office employees gonna get held by gunpoint and gonna be asked to run your truck. And my suggestion would be to run your truck and everything in it. So, I mean, it's happening. We about to get jiggy with it. Starting Friday.
Yeah.
Now, in New York, Brown Sugar, remember we talked about San Francisco, they had the emu. They had the emu wild.
Oh, the party we missed, yes.
Yes, the semen fountain. Well, New York City had. Yeah, they had a party too.
Did they have emus?
They didn't have emus in boars, wild boars though. And no fountain.
Okay, what did they have?
Yeah, they were slipping, right? They only had like 80 people. in the club. And of course they got their cars all parked up. It's like, yeah, they're gonna come get you if you're in the club. See, if you're a millionaire, they're not going to come get you. If you're a thousandaire, they're going to come get you. Have we not gotten that distinction yet?
I think they do know, but at the same time, their privilege or their colonialism gets them confused sometimes. So, you know.
Well, I mean, it's kind of obvious. It's kind of obvious. You know, I've said it. It's right there in front of your face.
Yeah, well, but you know, I'm if I'm a privilege, why would I think they would come bother me if I feel like they're not gonna come bother me?
Well,
I'm privileged.
But you're okay. All right. Well, I guess if that's what it is, I don't know. I don't walk on them streets. I don't drive that car, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna do my public.
But you didn't say like what happened. Yeah, what happened?
Oh, well, they got arrested. You know, it's
well,
like
what kind of party though? Why would they get arrested?
Come on, you know what kind of party it was. You asked me.
By any chance, would it be a swingers party?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was. Yeah. And I caught with their pants down. I'm guessing in some cases.
Boy.
So, yeah.
I was going to say, down or off or no clothes at all, I'm sure.
Probably both, but, you know, intelligence is on call. Intelligence is on call. So, even if it sounds like it's a good idea, guess what? If you walk into a place and it's over 20 people, yeah, y'all gonna get raided. I'm just saying.
If you're at a club. Because I don't think house parties, well, except for the emu party, but they had hundreds of people there. They probably would have got raided regardless just because of what was going on.
Well, no, but because you have people who are going to call. So even if you're at a house, your neighbors are going to call because there's a lot of people that are there.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're at a house party and it's just like 20 people, people, you know, probably aren't going to call.
Right.
But you have emus and wild boars running around the neighborhood then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time to call the police.
Yeah.
Did anything exciting happen though at that party, or just they just got raided and arrested?
Yeah, they got arrested. That's the excitement. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So public service announcement number one. If you walk in there and you think it's a good idea, walk out as soon as you see that it's more than five people. Because it's not a good idea. Because you're going to get raided. And you're probably not going to want to deal with the police. And paying the fine and talking to people about why you got arrested. Just a public service announcement. Public service announcement number two. If you're one of those people, no judgments here. If you're one of those people who like salad and are into romaine lettuce, you know, that stuff that has no nutritional content that I'm always talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Take yours back. The Dole issued a voluntary recall of packages of organic romaine hearts, which is basically lettuce. They said there's a possible E. coli risk. So if you bought some lettuce and it says Dole on it, Toss it. Don't toss the salad.
Toss the salad?
I'm saying toss the salad. I'm saying toss the salad. Salad. Yeah.
But don't toss the salad.
Yeah. Yeah, don't toss the salad, but toss the salad. Yeah, that's just bad. And so, speaking of tossing the salad and parties inside. So, the White House is having indoor holiday parties. And people are all bent out of shape. And I'm like, what's wrong with y'all? And I'm going to ask this question, Brown Sugar. Why are people hating on people in the White House having parties? Like, if they want to have parties, they don't want to have masks on, whatever. Why are y'all mad?
Well, because we can't do it, so then why should you be able to? Like, the CDC, Dr. Fauci, and blah, blah, blah have all said, limit your number of people you're around. In fact, don't be around anybody now. Stay in your house. Don't go to the bars. We're closing the bar. You know, I mean, if then why even close anything? Why shut everything down if people are still going to be able to do things that could possibly be a detriment?
Well, the point is, see, so some of y'all complain about the people who are at the White House. Some of y'all complain and say, you know, they're horrible people, whatnot. And I'm just saying, look, if they feel like, you know what, we gonna have this party, we ain't gonna wear no mask, y'all should just let that ride. See, when I said it this summer, when I said to Oklahoma and everybody was celebrating because nobody showed up, and I was like, wouldn't you have wanted it to be the exact opposite? Everybody show up, and then whatever happens, happens.
I mean, I feel like that because I feel like that for any and everybody, just because, I mean, it's about choice. So if you feel like you need to definitely be there, then go. But, you know, if you definitely go to the hospital and have to be on a ventilator, then that's what you have to do too.
But it's personal choice.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't understand why people are mad. I'm like, you know what? I encourage it.
I mean, it's the whole, I feel like it is personal choice, and I'm not mad about them having it so much as the double, like, I hate double standards.
Okay.
So that right there is probably what bothers me the most.
All right, but I'm just saying, if they want to have a party, y'all shouldn't say nothing. Just zip your mouth. Zip it. If they say zip it, just zip it. Let that be it. Yeah, maybe there'll be some dirty dancing that goes on there. That what you see? I was focused, and then you sent me a video that just broke my focus, Brown Sugar.
Oh, what?
I've said it. It's no secret. I said in the past when I go on vacation, there's one thing that I love to do. It's not a prejudice. It's not a racist thing. I just love watching white people dance. It's my thing. I mean, the way y'all dance, it moves me inside. It moves me inside. I'm just saying. And
I mean, it is entertaining. It's very entertaining.
Right. I mean, y'all have a rhythm that I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know where it's going, but it moves me. I just say that. And speaking of moving me, you remember that movie Dirty Dancing?
And you know what? I've never seen it, but I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well,
I've never seen it.
Right. Guess what? They're making Dirty Dancing 2.
Okay. So it'd be number 2 I don't get to see as well. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know that there was a demand for Dirty Dancing 2. Like, 30, 40 years later? Like, you know what? Would
yeah,
be
yeah about
idea?
That.
We should make Dirty Dancing 2.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they are rebooting just about everything from the 80s, so why not?
Yes. I was watching the Animaniacs earlier today, so they're back. It's like...
Yeah.
And they even made a parody talking about bringing back everything from the 80s and 90s. So it was kind of funny. They were making fun of themselves. So all the people out there, Dirty Dancing 2. I know y'all been clamoring for it. Get ready. It's coming. Feel the excitement in the air.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, Miss TV, you said, hey, you not seeing Dirty Dancing is worse than me not seeing E.T. See, that's what I'm talking about right there.
No. That's you know what? That is no. It is not the same thing.
I'm saying.
It is not the same thing.
I mean, E.T.,
you know, because I didn't even say anything that night when you said about the Reese's Pieces. But I'm like, I mean, I was just like in my head, I'm like, okay, I don't even know if me and you can be friends anymore now because I'm like, you didn't like Reese's Pieces either? Michael Jackson was in on E.T.
Okay.
OMG. Anyway. I mean.
I'm going to go Joe Biden on you. I'm going to go Joe Biden on you. If you ain't seen Dirty Dancing, you ain't black.
I feel the same way for E.T., though.
Oh, okay. I'm going to guess that there
I mean, if we did a poll, okay, you have to put this in the smooth drama group, because if we did a poll, I bet you more people saw E.T. than they saw Dirty Dancing.
Okay, so we're going to put that in the group tomorrow.
Yes.
We're going to put
because
that in the
ain't
group
nobody tomorrow. Watch. Don't nobody care about Patrick Swayze. I remember he was in it and whoever the other chick was dancing and stuff. I think Footloose had already came out. That was enough people, white people dancing. That was enough.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. See, you don't appreciate the fine art of white people dancing. Mm-mm. That's your problem.
No, I had already been acclimated to, what was that, West Side Story? It was just, you know, I watched all kind of white people dancing growing up. I didn't need to see those.
I ain't talking about music. I don't watch music. I don't watch musical. I'm talking about, like, you see them live dancing. Ain't nothing choreographed. They ain't spent hours getting their moves together. No, I'm talking about just raw, uncut, unfiltered.
You mean just white people, though? Now, yeah, if I've been out and I've watched white people dance, and it is, I've stopped dancing and got off the floor to watch them because, I mean, you know, Saturday Night Live, I'd watch that. That was enough. I mean,
no, I'm saying. You talking about Saturday Night Fever?
Saturday Night Live, whatever. It was a Saturday night.
No, see, stop that. You being disrespectful. You being disrespectful. I'm just saying.
It was a Saturday. Who knows? I mean,
John Travolta, that's the movie that made him. He revisited that in culture. had a whole scene that I didn't understand. I'm just like watching it, like, why are we doing this? But that's because
why? Because she was a drug dealer woman and he was a hitman, so you would never even think that they would be able to, you know, pull that off, you know, I guess, in a somewhere in a land far away, you know.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah. See, now I gotta give a shout out to all the people out there who love AMG. It's the better one. Where AMG was bitch better have my money.
Mm-hmm.
This is bitch better have my dinner. So lady, Zalea Chef. You know, her man was supposed to be cooking dinner. Apparently, when she woke up from her nap, he wasn't done. And so she bust him upside the head. She threw a glass at him, bust him upside the head. He tried to walk away. You ain't done with my dinner, bitch. Now I got to cut you.
Wow.
Now, see, why do I bring this up?
Yeah, why?
It's the apocalypse. Two, bitch better have my dinner. When I go to sleep, I wake up. Bitch better have my dinner ready. I'm waiting on the song. I'm waiting on the song. See, because we had AMG. We had all the, like I said, we had the toxic masculinity. Now we getting toxic.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's the reverse now. So,
yeah, it is.
So all you aspiring rappers out there, if you want to make it big and you want to make a song that I'm definitely not going to listen to, bitch better have my dinner.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I'm going to say something else that's probably, it's probably going to be heresy, but I'm going to say it. I never really listened to AMG, bitch better have my money.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm just over you. I'm so done. I'm just so done.
I know.
Like, where were you living? What planet were you on?
It didn't
That
leave.
Was like the summer of 91 or 92.
Okay.
I mean, wow.
You know, every time that song came on,
I'm
I was
so disappointed.
Jumpers. Every time that song came on, I was shooting jumpers. It might not have went in, but I shot it. And I only heard the basketball. I didn't hear the song.
Mm.
You know, it's not my thing.
I mean, he had that one little album, so how could you not? He had a few songs on that album that were, like, you know, pretty good.
No, okay.
If it wasn't
right.
for him, Second to None would have never did anything. I mean, it was that whole little DJ Quick thing. I'm just disappointed in you.
Yep. I'm probably one of the people who never listened to any of that.
DJ Quick and Second to None?
Yeah. I'm in that crew.
Oh, God.
I mean,
so you cannot say you're from, never say you're from Southern California ever again, because you did not represent.
I'm from New Orleans. It's different.
Yeah, but don't even, yeah, you can't even claim. We can't claim SoCal at all now. You didn't even represent.
Yeah, I didn't claim it ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. I'm going to go on. We just going to go into the dumbass of the week. All right. As Brown Sugar moans, I heard her continued disappointment in me. Sunday, anti-lockdown protesters, they burned face masks as they marched through Manhattan. They had demonstrations in California, upstate New York, and Minnesota. So, I get that lockdown is, it sucks, right? No, nobody, we didn't want a curfew. We didn't want a lockdown. But no. Burning masks, and, you know, they got their signs. Stop COVID tyranny. No more lockdowns. Medical freedom now. And confronting people who are wearing masks because you're not wearing a mask. Now, we know what's going to happen, right? A lot of the people that are at this protest more likely going to get COVID. More likely going to get hospitalized, whatnot. It's probably going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They were arguing with people who have masks on, like, why the fuck you wearing a mask? That's some bullshit right there. Shout out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I get it, but it's like.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like if you were protesting, you know, Breonna Taylor and Black Lives Matter and all of that, then you should be able to protest this as well.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not arguing with it. I'm not arguing with it at all. I mean, you know, I'm like, it's laissez-faire for me. Like, you know what? If you want to be out there and you want to be in a large group of people with no mask on, I'm like, more power to you. It's your choice. It's, you know, like you got freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Or as Ice-T used to say, freedom of speech, just watch what you say. If you want to get out there and do your thing, do your thing. I'm burning masks, though. All right. You burnt masks. And you're mad at people who are wearing masks in public because y'all don't have masks on. And we're in the pandemic season. Because this was the time of the year where everybody was supposed to be diligent. But, you know, I was thinking this earlier. The people who are protesting, majority of them, and I keep harping on this, they probably were the people who didn't wash their hands and don't really believe in soap anyway. See? I'm right there. I'm like, I know these people don't believe in soap. They in hygienic practices. I'm gonna keep saying it week after week. So those are the people who are protesting. They like, what? Soap for what? You can't make me use soap. You can't make me be clean. It's not going to happen. Right? It's one of those things.
They're
going to
fight you about it, huh?
Right. Well, you saw that that Trump supporter who was blowing on people. He had no mask on. He's just like walking around, blowing on people.
Yeah.
Right.
That was awful.
Right. It's how you get knocked out.
I mean, because my thing is, that's even disrespectful regardless of whether it's COVID or not.
Right. Why are you blowing on me?
I mean, yeah.
Because I'm thinking, like, if you blowing in my ear, that's because we got some attraction. We got some things going. But your old ass, your old crusty ass, I'm just throwing the blow. I mean, because if you're going to get it, you might as well just go all the way. If I'm getting COVID from you, I'm gonna give you the knuckle sandwich. That'll be
right.
It. I mean, it's mutual combat at that point. If you blow or spit on me, it's coming back.
Oh, yeah, it's on there.
It's coming back.
It is on like Donkey Kong.
Special shout out to my homies out there, you know, in crowds of thousands with no mask on. You know what? As a matter of fact, we just going to give a shout out to them. As they were saying some places, do you, boo-boo, do you.
I hate that saying, but yeah.
Not those. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, hey. Yeah, I mean, because they'll say, hey, we were outside. But y'all all next to each other, touching each other. Just spitting in each other's
yep.
face.
Breathing
like,
that old nasty.
I'm talking about people who just soap ain't they friend. I mean, I'm resigned to that fact that soap ain't they friend. That's it. All right. And on that note, I think we're going to go on break. This is LL Cool J, Mr. Goodbar.
Nah, y'all, I ain't disrespecting him. I'm just saying it happened to me, it could happen to him.
How you doing?
What's your name? Oh, you here, girl? Hello, my name is Mr. Goodball. I came to offer champagne. Later on, maybe I'll tell you my real name. But for now, sit your drink and be merry. And be a nice girl and treat me a cherry. Me? I have a Cavalier and milk. Cause champagne always stains my silk. You got a man? That's something we won't talk about. It's hard enough to have you. It's dumb enough to let you out. I like your Fendi bag, your alligator shoes. Your hairstyle and your whole point of view. The way you lick your lips to stare. You tell me that's a habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sun-coated legs with not one scar. Stylish wardrobe is up to par. Here's my number. Call me in my car. You deserve a visit from Mr. Goodbar.
Oh.
So how long you been talking to him?
Burn.
No, he cool with me. He cool with me.
Oh.
Oh, he loves you. Open up a bottle of brandy, better yet. Have a piece of Cool J candy and sweat the man. With the master disaster, break your life, clap the plan. And the cards on the table and the deal is dealt. I'm in the mood for a sooner melt. And I can't make you. I sure wouldn't rape you. Feeling kind of mellow and I sure would hate to. Leave the job half done. Cause at a time like this, you're the one that I'm looking for. Crawling on the floor. Woo. I'm coming back for more. If the Mona Lisa's name was Teresa, I get a piece of the Mona Lisa. Then smoke a cigar. You deserve a visit from Mr. Goodbar. Yeah.
Oh.
So you be calling on the request line? Oh, yeah. Oh, he's my man.
Oh.
Him too. Yeah, I like Bobby Brown. I'm telling you, he's cool, but... Don't be cruel, cause you'll be on your own. It's my prerogative and my microphone.
Yeah.
Come and get this ice cream cone or I deliver it when your daddy ain't home. Grown and healthy, that's how I like them. Big juicy legs and a nice pair of kegs. Mr. Goodbar style. You haven't met a guy like me in a while. I jump out of shape, dance, flake, shake. I ain't got nobody by Jake. Smooth as white star, extra dry, my wet sun down. And I'll flip it in your mouth like a bonbon. You know what I'm saying, baby? I'm Mr. Goodbar. Yeah. So, you know, next time your man's out, check him out. Nah, he's cool. Who, my girl? Oh, I don't know. Your man might be with her. You know what I'm saying? But I'm with you. Yeah. Mr. Goodbar, baby.
say, oh, or may I say, that outfit you got on.
Welcome back to Smooth Trauma. That was LL Cool J, Mr. Goodbar. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435.
347-826-7435. All right. So, Brown Sugar, you had a chance. You had a chance to be younger.
Mm-hmm.
Would you? In heartbeat,
Yeah, probably would. I don't know where I would go back, like what age, but I would go back.
Well, guess what? Scientists claim they have reversed the human aging process. So, the scientists at Tel Aviv University, they found that breathing in oxygen while sitting in a pressurized chamber enabled telomeres, the protective caps on chromosomes, to regrow. They said that the oxygen treatment that they use on some elderly people's bodies, at a cellular level, they were 25 years they reverted them to where they were 25 years earlier. So.
Okay.
Yeah. They.
So oxygen. Basically it's more of a look and not necessarily, you know, you actually going back. It's more just like looking younger.
Well, it's about maintaining your youth. So it's saying that senescent cells, or what they call zombie cells, that prevent regeneration as they build up in the body over time, they are circumvented, and they aren't allowed to grow. Yep.
I mean, but that still doesn't. I mean, you'll still get older, though. I mean, that's one thing. Like, you'll look younger, but then your body will look older. Your body still.
Well,
ages,
so,
right?
So what we talk about, what we're talking about here, is the opportunity for the body to it slows down the aging process. What they're saying.
Okay.
So they're like one of the chat people, the great person in the chat room, is like Michael Jackson's oxygen chamber. LeBron James has an oxygen chamber that he uses.
Hmm.
Seems like it's working, except for the hair part.
And that's what I'm saying, though. Like, there's still certain things that are going to happen.
Yeah,
I mean, there's certain things you just can't control.
That's just something. When he was younger, it was time for him to come home. He's just not ready to come home.
Yeah, no, yet. And I'm saying, but then would this have stopped? Had he taken it when he first started seeing his, you know, hair loss issues, or you know, would it have stopped it? That's what I'm saying. There's still some things that the body. It's going to happen because that's just part of nature. That's just, you know, the evolution of life. That's just how it is.
Yeah. I can't argue with that.
And that's what I was just wondering. Does it help with all, or does it do all of that, or does it just make you, you know, look like you're 35? You just have tight, supple skin, but then you have thinning hair.
or hair loss, or you know, women would still go through menopause, and I don't know what men go through, but yeah, all of that, like when you lose testosterone.
Right. So what it does is
all that is still going to happen.
Right, but yeah, it just slows it down. So like we talked about, you get older, you have calendar years that you've existed. And so it would just, instead of you aging dramatically per year, maybe it changes it to every 5 years. So five becomes one, right?
Yeah.
So that,
that's
what they're saying. It's just a thought.
Yeah. No, I was just curious as to, it was more of asking a question. I didn't, you know, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, so.
I mean, it's something to look at. I mean,
I feel like I'm going to look younger, but if I'm going to still have the same issues that I would normally have, doesn't matter. I'll look good, but then I may not feel good.
Right, but see, that's the thing. You're looking good because those cells haven't died. I mean, it's like I'm sure you've seen the 80-some-year-old women who work out. They're bodybuilders, whatnot. There's like two or three of them, and you see them, and they look fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm like, you know, I mean, obviously stronger than me, but it's like you see these women, it's like, that woman's 85? Like, okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can be whatever you want to be. It's just some of that stuff, you can slow some things. A lot of it is, it's a mental thing, right? So if you give in to
something. I think it's a mental thing, but it's also what's ever in your DNA as well. I mean,
right? But you can do some things that can help yourself, and I guess that's something that can help you. So
yeah.
All right. Speaking of help, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, brown sugar. I've been speculating in my head, and you know, I talk about the empire here, the American empire, and how, you know, things are happening, and it's like the history buff in me is like, man, you see how it could have happened in Rome, right? How Rome got split in half. You had East and West Rome because people was not identifying with each other no more. But then I thought, you know what? There are other ways, because we talk about terrorism, right? We're always talking about terrorism. Mm-hmm. When people think of terrorism, you always think that, quite frankly, there's an Arab dude that's going to blow himself up and shit, it's over. That's what when we talk terrorism. But what if terrorism was something else? It wasn't people blowing themselves up. It wasn't Dylann Roof walking into a church and praying with folks and killing them. It's none of that. What if terrorism is introducing invasive species into your territory?
Like?
So for example, you know how we have that python proliferation in Florida, where the python was introduced into that region. And now all of a sudden, they have to do like the hunt the pythons and kill them whatnot, because pythons are laying like 100 eggs. I mean, I've talked about this, and so it wrecks the ecological balance that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a few other things that are out here. So we've got the feral swine, like we were talking about. We're talking about those wild boars, and you know they've been out. I mean, COVID, you know, allowed for a lot of animals to run unencumbered, and so
to come back home basically because it's their land and their areas and stuff.
Well, no, these are creatures that didn't necessarily, they weren't a part of the landscape as these lands. So feral swine came.
It was not naturally their habitat.
Right. But they're becoming a problem throughout the South, especially in Texas, because they destroy crops, erode the soil, uproot trees, and cause deforestation. Now, deforestation may not seem like a big deal to people, but the less trees, one, it takes the earth off its axis a little bit because we rotate at an axis that is slightly imbalanced every time we change the balance of the earth. Two, because us in the trees, we and plants in general, we have a relationship. We give them that carbon dioxide and they give us that oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a balance that can be struck. So if we talk about mortality rate, and if we're saying that the more oxygen we have, the better we are, the longer we live, well, you can see why the health and the lung disease and all this other stuff happens. Slight things like this. So, you have another one. European starlings, they destroy crops, grains, pitted fruits, and they cause diseases, lung ailments, like histoplasmosis, and it's something that afflicts agricultural workers. And we've got neutral rats, as we call them. Yeah, they're beaver and sewer rat. They're large, and they destroy crops also. They go through the wetlands, they cause soil erosion, and they turn swamps into open waters. And they can destabilize roads, bridges, levees, and golf courses. And they can transmit diseases like tuberculosis. So, remember, it was a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the guy was at the bus stop in New York, and there was a sinkhole, and the whole that area just collapsed. It just collapsed. It was like, what the? Because I watched the video and the dude was talking about there were so many rats, Nutria, that he didn't want to open his mouth because they were crawling all over him and he didn't want them like going in his mouth. There were so many.
Yeah.
And he couldn't move because he broke his arm and broke his leg because he fell so far. So now when we talk about soil erosion, destabilization of roads, bridges, levees, and golf courses, that's because they're in there eroding underneath, right? Asian carp. It was introduced in the United States in the 70s to help keep fish farms clean. But they were supposed to help aquatic farms clean, control weeds, and help with sewage treatment. But they escaped into the Mississippi River, and they started destroying the food chain. Yep, outbreeding the native species, and they leap out of the
basically
out
just
of the
taking
water.
Over.
Yeah, well, they sometimes they'll leap out of the water and will jump at you if you're a boater and whatnot. I know that's what you've always wanted, to be out on the boat and have something jump out of the water on you.
Yeah, that's my favorite pastime.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's everybody's favorite pastime to have something jump out of the water on you, because that's what we want. Gypsy moths. They strip trees of leaves and make them vulnerable to disease. So we talked about no trees, right? And so this is another thing that we talk about, terrorism, right? And what does terrorism look like? So we talk about people blowing people up, but let's just say terrorism looks differently if you intentionally introduce something into a territory that doesn't, you know, have the capabilities of defending themselves, right?
So, yeah.
Like there's a dog sized lizard. I can't pronounce this name. I guess I should try. It's the Argentine black and white tegu, and it's in the southeast parts of the United States, Texas, Georgia, South Carolina, Louisiana, Alabama, and Southern Florida. They said it was bred in Southern Florida. So they, you know, they're giant lizards, right? So start thinking about giant lizards that can grow to like 4 feet long. They'll eat anything: eggs, birds, strawberries, vegetables, sea turtles. It's whatever. They mature quickly, and they like eggs. So just start thinking about the birds just start disappearing. So now they're trapping the animals while they search for a solution. And so, you know, I say, see, there's obvious terrorism. And then you could say, what does terrorism look like when you introduce something into an area and, you know, there's nothing to stop that? It messes up
the ecological system. And it slowly destroys the ecosystem in that area.
Right. So here in the United States, you could say all of these things, there's like three or four of them have certain things in common. Soil erosion. You would have these carp that would eat what the fish would eat. So if the fish don't have anything to eat, the fish move away, we don't get fish. Right? So, you know, you erode the soil, and these nutrient rats, you get sinkholes. So you start thinking about
stuff that happens. Because we've had a proliferation, using that word, proliferation is my word today. You have proliferation of sinkholes. We've seen what? Over the past 10 years, about 15, 20 sinkholes that just came out of nowhere. People are just walking and the ground just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I could say if I wanted to take somebody down, you know, there's the blowing yourself up, or Derek, you can be scientifically calculating.
Mm-hmm.
I can do way more damage to your ecosystem and thus your economy also by introducing these things that take your shit out of whack. I mean, do I sound crazy?
I mean, it is insane, but I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, we talk about insanity. I say you look, a lot of them do the same thing. So it's a lot of farming that goes on in the United States. And what happens when you introduce things that are detrimental to the people being able to be fed?
Mm-hmm.
Because where they're introduced, that's where the farmland is. So maybe it's a coincidence. It's just something that accidentally happened. Maybe that's what that is. Or maybe I could be right, and there's a new way, a smarter way that you can convey what they call terrorist act. By destabilizing your infrastructure. And who you gonna blame? Can't blame nobody. It's NutriRats did it. It's feral swine that did it. Tegus did it. See?
Yeah.
You. It's them pythons. Pythons then killed, ate everything. It's them. Now, so that's another reason why I wouldn't be in Florida. Y'all got pythons.
Exactly. Yeah, because I mean, you can't argue with nature. I mean, you know what I mean? It's nature. If it's however it got there, you know, whether somebody put it there or not isn't probably the issue that most people think about. It's the fact that it's happening, but it's nature as well. So
like, if I see a dog-sized lizard, I'm sorry. I'm probably gonna lose it. I'm probably gonna be on somebody's TikTok, YouTube. Look at this Oakland resident shooting or beating this endangered species to death. That would be what I would do. 4 feet long is pretty big. That's pretty big. Yep.
I mean, especially if you're only 5 feet.
So yeah, I mean, y'all think about that. I mean, like I said, I could be far fetched. I could be talking crazy, but if these things didn't exist before, and they just got here now, are we going to say that, hey, the American public, they had a hunger for exotic pets? Maybe they watched those episodes on Faces of Death. I don't know if y'all remember them old tapes, Faces of Death.
Mm-hmm.
where people would they would eat that exotic meat, whatnot. Maybe the Tegus, they just got to the United States because people was like, you know what? They taste like chicken. No.
Okay. No.
Giant lizards don't taste like chicken. I mean, y'all say that about frog legs.
I've never had frog legs. I've had alligator, and that didn't taste like chicken, but all right.
Okay. All right. So maybe it's like that's the new food source. You know what? We can just eat tagos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I could say something like, if you want to get rid of something, you could just say, oh, the Native Americans value it, and then they would kill them all like they did the buffaloes. But I'm talking about old stuff, so it's not going to bring that up. It's not going to bring that up.
Because
that's old stuff.
Old stuff?
It's old stuff. You know, kill all the buffaloes because Native Americans use it as a food supply and did all kinds of good stuff with it. So maybe if we put out a rumor, Native Americans value tegu hides and they use them, maybe that'll get them to kill all the tegus.
That might work a little bit.
That might work.
I don't know if you can say Native Americans, but yeah, you'd have to use somebody else. It's not enough Native Americans for them to be interested in it.
See, because you got to understand that there's an inherent old school hate. Inherent old school hate. There's some things that just, they don't go away. Some things don't go away. As a matter of fact, speaking of don't go away, hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Hater of the week. Donald Lauch. He went to the Sonic Drive-In. He had got caught ordering food using somebody else's app. So he was being fraudulent. Then he came back and apparently shot 4 employees at Sonic in Nebraska. Mm. And when he was booked and this is the horrible part, right? He was booked on suspicion of first degree murder. See, suspicion of first degree murder. Even though you got him on camera walking up and shooting and killing 2 people while shooting 4. And he smiled really, really wide during his mugshot. Donald Lauch. I mean, if you look up the Sonic Drive-In suspect, I mean, he's smiling like he won the lotto in his picture.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean
he's very proud of himself, huh?
He was very proud of himself. I hope they treat him well in jail. I hope his time is quality. See, this is the reason why you need like general population for some of these cats. So people like him, he doesn't deserve isolation. He needs to spend quality time with people who would appreciate his smile. Like, man, you know what, Donald? You have a pretty smile. Just a suggestion to the Nebraska criminal justice system. Please allow him to be in Gen Pop. That's all I'm saying. And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is Lauryn Hill, Superstar.
Yo, hip hop, starting out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to start, say what, hip hop, starting out in the heart, yo. Come on now, baby, come on. Come on now, baby, come on. Everything you drop is so fire. Music is supposed to inspire. How come we ain't getting no higher? Now tell me your philosophy on exactly what an artist should be. Should they be someone with pop? And no concept of reality. Now who you know without any flow? Who you know without any flow? That's above a spiritual law. That's above a spiritual law. And does anything they feel just because? Just because. Everything you drop is so tired. Music is supposed to inspire. How come we ain't getting no higher? I know you think that you got it all, and by making other people feel small, think you think you're unable. But when you do, who you gonna call? See, what you give is just what you get. What you give is just what you get. I know it hasn't hit you yet. I know it hasn't hit you yet. Now I don't mean to get too upset. Get upset, get upset. Every cause has any sex. Everything you drop is so tired. Music is supposed to inspire. So how come we ain't getting no higher?
The land made plans with the sheep. Why you be so freak? That's my album does beat. All I wanted was to sell like 500 and be a ghetto superstar. Since my first album blunted. I used to work at Foot Locker, they fired me up front it. Or I quit it, now I spit it. However, do you want it? Now you get it. Fighting rhymes, the range with the frame slightly tinted. And send it to your block to have my full name. And if your rhymes sound like mine, I'm taking a percentage. Cause I'm representing it. Still respect it when it's finished. I'm serious. I'm taking over areas in Aquarius. Running red lights with my 10,000 cherries. Jesus Christ is a superstar. You're a superstar. They hell, you can nail you. No matter who you are, they'll make you now to hit you down. And make you better. If you listen back over, you put your opinion in the tape.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Everything you drop is so tired. It's supposed to inspire. So how come we ain't getting no higher? Come on, baby, light my fire.
Baby, light my fire.
Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything you drop is so tired.
Music is supposed to inspire.
Your host, Mr. F the N Word, and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Lauryn Hill, Superstar. 347-826-7435 is the call in number. Once again, that call in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, have you heard of Burt's Bees, Brown Sugar?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
All right. Did you see that new PJ commercial?
Yes, I did. Oh, my goodness.
So what you think about their PJ commercial?
You know, I didn't have a thought about it initially until, you know, it takes me a while to catch up sometimes. And I don't know. I don't want to say we're hypersensitive, but I do think, like, I mean, I could see where some people could take offense to it, but I don't know. They show, if you look at commercials, they show commercials where it's a single woman with children all the time, but that doesn't mean she doesn't necessarily have a husband. I mean, you know what I mean? Or there's no man in the house. I don't know.
So what do you say?
Like, I didn't think when I saw it that the black woman that didn't necessarily have a husband. You know what I mean? I didn't think about it either way. Like, I saw that the other ones, there was, you know, a whole family there that, you know, was a husband, a wife, and children. But I wasn't offended that the black woman didn't have that.
Yeah, I just.
I mean, I looked at the pajamas. The pajamas were ugly, so that's what I was like. I was like, the pajamas were ugly, so.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting because everybody had a full family, except.
But see, but why could that? That's a family, though. It's still a family. I would think that maybe if that wasn't the issue in real life, then maybe. And I don't know. So if it was an Asian woman or a white woman or a Hispanic woman, I don't know if they would have taken offense to it like we did.
Well, see, the issue was. Because every other picture represented a family one way.
True.
And you got to this family and it's like, no. I mean, so we talk about subliminal messages. You know how I am about my subliminal messages. I take subliminal messages very, very seriously. So it was like, I don't know if I talked about this on the show, but I've talked about it before. It was like when I watch Lovecraft. You know,
mm-hmm.
There are some things in Lovecraft that irked me. You know, but it was okay. But then they did the Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go back in time, Tulsa, Oklahoma, right when there was the genocide that happened. Where they killed the majority of the residents who lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And so in it, there's the father as a young man with his other potential gay friend. And what happens is that they're surrounded by the mob. And the mob is like, oh, look, it's two faggots. Let's kill them.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait. And this is what I'm talking about when I say subliminal messages. Wait. Now, they weren't killing them because they were like, oh, look, it's two faggots. No. They were killing everyone who was black in that town.
Mm-hmm.
Who you slept with didn't matter. But
mm-hmm.
I was infuriated by that. I'm like, no. No, see, because that's folks trying to throw a subliminal message out there that, well, look, see, they were killed because they were gay. No, it wouldn't have mattered. Heterosexual, homosexual, sapiosexual, what is it, demisexual. you could pick whatever sexual you was. If you were in Tulsa, Oklahoma that night and your skin was dark or darker or even lighter, you was getting killed. So, subliminal messages. Now, we come back to this Burt Bees TJ commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, it's not a big deal, but why would you do it differently for one group than you did all the rest of them? See, if you would have did it where they would have had two guys in one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I would say, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you don't have a variation until it comes to us. And I'm like, so what's the potential imagery there? What's the potential imagery there? See, if you would have just, hey, if you had two guys and then you have this family and two women, you know, I'd be like, okay. So they trying to be diverse in their advertisements. But see, like I said,
really was no diversity is what you're saying, basically.
No.
Even though, okay. No, I can see that. I can see that now.
Yeah, and that
mm-hmm.
right there, it is the part, because there's a message there. So we know that in advertising, there's the layer, and we say, oh, well, they're just trying to sell, PJs to single African American women, and we want to represent them. And their struggles and highlight them and put them out there in advertising. But we know single women come in all shapes, sizes, and ethnicities, but they're only represented in that particular one, while everyone else has what you call a traditional family unit. So yeah,
because they could have even did it to where it was just the man and the woman,
no children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that would have been. I mean, yeah.
But that's why I said, if you're going to do it and you're saying you're bringing diversity in the family look, then I would expect it to see two men and children, and another couple would have been two women and children, and then you would have had a man and a woman couple. Boom. You know what? I got no words, because you were being diverse. You were showing all the potential family units. Or you could have threw in a dude and his kids.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. So, but I guess that kind of stuff's not really all that important, because we don't care about subliminal messages, right?
I mean, I guess, like I said, sometimes things go past me, because I didn't even, I mean, I just felt like it was a cheap looking ad and the pajamas were ugly. I didn't necessarily pay attention to, like, who the people were in the act, because I think there might have even been like a mixed couple. You know what I mean? It was, I think, an Asian and a white guy, I think, or something like that. Asian
yeah.
woman and a white man. But I didn't necessarily like see the people as much as I saw the what they were selling, the pajamas, and the pajamas were ugly. So, but once, you know, it's kind of like with the whole Keke Palmer thing, like I didn't take offense to what she said until I was reading other people's comments, and I was like, oh, I can see how that could be an issue. Like, you know, depending on the, you know, but you, I guess for me, like, an ad is different than, you know, typing something up in social media, but,
Right. Yeah, those
yeah, I guess this is your perception on life or whatever. I think sometimes if you're always looking to be slighted, then yeah, it's always a slight.
Well, no, it's not about always looking to be slighted. Like I said, it is subliminal messaging. So subliminal imagery. So it's like, you know, would you be slighted when you see that they're talking about Gal Gadot is going to be an Egyptian queen? Gal Gadot is the woman who plays Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was just thinking about that. I mean, I don't...
So, see, now we can say, is that a slight? Is that looking for a slight? Or is that just being accurate? Because
I think in this day and age it isn't a slide, and I feel like that would be on purpose just because of the climate of what we deal with now. But Elizabeth Taylor was Cleopatra,
and it was the same bullshit.
And you think but people weren't angry about it back then. They weren't angry about it back then.
They didn't get angry about it
until years later.
Yeah, we just didn't have social media. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just didn't have social media.
I mean, I don't know.
So if for example, they do a Queen Elizabeth movie next year,
mm-hmm.
and they have mm-hmm. Viola Davis play Queen Elizabeth, do you think that movie gets made?
Oh, no.
I'm not...
I'm not saying that. No, I don't. I know for sure it doesn't. I don't even think it goes past whatever the meeting was. Whoever had the meeting.
Who you trying to cast?
Yeah, casting her. Yeah, I think that's the end of the meeting right there, and it's never spoken of again.
Yeah, we can have Keke Palmer play her. No. Not gonna happen.
No.
So. See, this is what I'm saying. So we talk about what's going to happen, what can happen, what can't happen. Queen Elizabeth, the Virgin Queen. Remember the Virgin Queen, Queen Elizabeth, the greatest queen in the history of Britain, whatnot. Cut her sister's head off, all that.
Yeah.
If they tried to have Jada Pinkett play her, wouldn't get past production.
No, it's only that meeting, whoever has that meeting. Right. And whoever cast her is fired.
Right. Pick a black actress and tell me what European queen she could play in the movie that they would make that movie. And the answer would be none of them.
Mm-hmm.
But Gal Gadot can play an Egyptian princess. Elizabeth Taylor can play an Egyptian princess. Now, granted, if you're saying she's playing Cleopatra, Cleopatra is part of that the Ptolemies, the Greek line. Yes, so she's mixed. Right, but still, when we start talking about so Gal Gadot is gonna be Nefertiti, Gal Gadot is gonna be Nefertiti, okay,
that would be interesting.
it would be interesting, and I wouldn't watch it. I would say, like, how you let that fly? Because, like I said before, Queen Elizabeth will never be played by a black actress.
No.
Please.
You're right.
Remember how they was mad at Homie when he was going to play James Bond? Remember that? James Bond.
Oh, well, they were mad at, who is that?
Idris Elba.
Elba, but the chick that's in it now, though.
Yeah, well, they.
And I didn't know she was.
She's not James Bond.
Yeah, but I didn't
know
she was going to be a. No, she is. She's going to be a 007. She's not a Bond girl.
Yeah,
I thought she was a Bond girl, but she's not.
Yeah, it is 007, but not James Bond. So Idris Elba was going to be James Bond, and you remember the heartache that they had behind that. Heartache. He can't be James Bond. Mm-hmm. He can't be. It's like, it's a fictitious character. So think about a real character. A real character. And how that would work. See, folks don't think along those lines. But that's how it is. Your ancestry can be circumvented. And, you know, you could throw that out there. But their ancestry, you can't even, what? Man, get out of here. They wouldn't even let you make a YouTube movie about it. Wouldn't even let you make a YouTube. It would get kicked off of YouTube. Try it. Just as a social experiment. Just as a social experiment. Just, I would just, on a fake news tip, float the rumor out there and watch how Facebook would be set on fire. Twitter would be set on fire. Instagram set on fire. You pick Viola Davis as Queen Elizabeth, the Virgin Queen. Folks would lose their mind. Folks would lose their natural born mind. And I'd be sitting there like, I told you so. I dare anybody listening to do it. I dare you. I dare you. It's like, you know, you used to draw that line. I dare you to cross that line. I dare you. Somebody. just fake news it. I'm saying fake news it. Just put that up. Oh, Victoria, she's going to be... She's going to be Queen Elizabeth. Boom. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can go to www.smoothdrama.com. We will be there to receive you, because we would like to continue the conversation. If not, we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got
Smooth Drummer.